from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Right side of the infield. Harper in on the turf. He's waiting. He's got it. And the Phillies, with their biggest comeback of the season, they rally from five runs down. Kyle Schwarber puts on a show. And the Phillies with a 10-9 win to start the road trip over the Jays.
What a victory last night by the Phillies. Yeah, Kyle Schwarber put on a show, a comeback victory. The magic number continues to dwindle. Welcome on in. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today. The Phillies, Nick Sirianni, the season about to begin. We got an injury as well for the Eagles we'll get to. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Got to turn my mic on. Listen, fellas, start using proper elevator etiquette.
Oh, boy.
You know, because I get on the elevator this morning, right? So, young lady gets on the elevator. Guy gets on before her, and they're going to the same floor. Instead of him pushing the button and asking her what floor she was going to, he asked her to push the button for him. I mean, that was kind of weird to me. And me and one of the coworkers we were getting on together. And we just kind of looked at each other.
Can I ask a question? Because sometimes if you're on the opposite side, it's kind of an awkward reach over the person. You know what I mean? If you're all the way directly on the other side and they're in front of the buttons, you might just say, can you press for it? Was she in front of the buttons?
Well, this is the weird part about it. So me and my coworker, we got on the elevator. And like we pushed the button to the floor that we were going to get on. He didn't push a button. She gets on the elevator.
Oh.
And then he asked her to push the button for him. And we kind of looked at each other. Like, because I don't know what floor you're going to.
Sure, of course not.
You know what I mean? So you waited to, instead of, you were just going to ride on the elevator with us until we got to where we were going. And then when the young lady got on, you said, excuse me, miss, could you push the button? And I was just like, wow, that was weird.
I thought we were going a different direction with the elevator etiquette.
What you thought we were doing?
Excuse me.
Oh, no, don't, you thought we was farting.
Yeah.
On the elevator. No.
Well, people know your history, especially on the
what
show.
What do you mean, my history? I mean, what are you talking about?
Everyone knows what happened about a month ago.
No, I mean, no, that's a legend.
Oh, okay.
That's a legend.
Okay.
That's a legend.
Well, this is not a legend. This is fact. You know what happened last night? The Phillies fell down 6-1 and came back to win a baseball game.
Ooh, that thing looked like it was over.
Yeah, Tyler Phillips. Yeah, that very nice appearance last night. He got two outs, and then that was the end of his night. The Phillies fall down, but they come back. You know why, Hugh Douglas?
Because they're resilient.
They're resilient, and Kyle Schwarber had himself a night. Listen to this, by the way. So now in Major League Baseball history, in the history of Major League Baseball, there have been two games where a player had six or more runs batted in, was on base at least five times, four extra base hits, three home runs, a leadoff home run, and a home run in the ninth inning or later. That's been done twice in the history of Major League Baseball. Do you know when that's happened to you? It's happened twice in the last 30 days, both by Kyle Schwarber.
That is dope.
Nobody ever did this before. He's done it twice in 30 days. Let's listen to how it sounded last night. Kyle Schwarber basically single-handedly dragging the Phillies to a victory last night in Toronto.
We got music.
Oh, we got a montage.
The 1-1 on the way. It's blasted. Deep right field, and that'll turn it around. Kyle Schwarber hits one over the Phillies' bullpen. A leadoff home run, his 12th of the year. Swung on, hit deep, right field on a line. Springer turns, and that one is gone. And Kyle Schwarber locked in again. Swinging a ground ball right side off the glove. Guerrero's got it, then falls down. Ball trickles away. Sosa coming around third. He's going to score. And Schwarber makes it a one-run ball game. Swung on, blasted. Oh. Deep right field. It's so long gone. And the Phillies
lead it.
Chad Green en 1 y 2. El lanzamiento, aquí viene, línea para el right field. La bola se va, se va, se va. ¡Campanazo!
That's awesome.
Schwarber ball.
And a high fly ball in deep right field. They've come all the way back. A three-run missile. Kyle Schwarber's third home run of the night.
What a night for Schwarber and the Phillies, who now lead it 10-8 here in the ninth inning. Yeah, we did a montage this morning. What
yeah,
a night.
That was pretty dope.
Hugh, what a night it was for Schwarber. And look, I said it was almost single-handedly him. They came back as a team. The pitching settled down after Tyler Phillips, you know, was stunk it up to start the game. The bullpen did a good job last night. Hugh, they had some really good at-bats. Sosa, Cody Clemens, Schwarber himself. That was a heck of a win last night, because that game looked over in the first inning.
Yeah, it did, man. I remember when they went up, the Toronto Blue Jays went up, it was like 6-0 or something
6-1.
Like that. 6-1. And it was it just looked like it was over. But the Phillies kept fighting back, and they got back in the game. And that's what you need to see around this time of year. This is the thing that I was worried about when they were on that slide that they were on. Like, it feels like last year,
yep,
the slide they were on. It just didn't feel like they were locked in. They feel locked in now.
Well, they do. I mean, they've really played. They've won a lot of baseball games the last couple weeks. And how about this one, Kyle Schwarber? So last night he got to now 31 home runs on the season. If you add up the last 3 years since he got here, including the postseason, he now has 135 home runs in a Phillies uniform in less than 3 full years. Remarkable power from Kyle Schwarber. So that was a good last night. Really nice win by the Phillies. They get off to a good start on this road trip that we all think they should go, you know, 4-2 at the bare minimum against Toronto and Miami. But Hugh, I do have a concern after last night, and it has nothing to do with Kyle Schwarber. It's not even about Tyler Phillips. Like, he's just up here to pitch a few games and get them through the season. Hugh, my concern is about Bryce Harper right now, because he's hurt. I don't know how else we're supposed to view this. He's hurt. He admitted it last week to Todd Zielecki. He spoke about it over the weekend. And then last night, you know, he did have a couple hits, and it's not like he's playing terribly. The power has been zapped. We've seen that for about a month now. But that at-bat he had in the ninth inning, where he dropped the bat in pain, was alarming. Let's listen to how it sounded last night. Bryce Harper, strikeout in the ninth inning. Listen to how it sounded. If you saw it live, you probably were as alarmed as I am. Bryce Harper is banged up right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I think he needs some time off. Here was ninth inning last night.
Uh-oh. This is not good.
No.
With all the euphoria of the Phillies coming back, Castellanos has checked out because of the was been being checked out because of getting hit by the pitch in the hip, and now Harper on this swing.
Yeah, there's no question that there's some serious discomfort going on with that, either wrist or elbow or some combination of the two.
There's no Ruben Amar hit it there. There's no question there's serious comfort going on, and there's a solution here for the Phillies that feels rather easy, and they need to just do it. Put him on the IL. Give him 10 days to rest here and get ready for the postseason. The Phillies have a 7-game lead with 24 to play. They don't need Bryce Harper to win the division anymore. They did this, right? They put themselves in great position to finish this thing. They can finish it off basically without him for the next 2 weeks. Hugh, I'm more concerned with October and giving him a little rest so that elbow or wrist or whatever it is feels good when the games really matter.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You're talking about a guy who admitted last week that he was a little bit of pain. It seems like he's been in pain for a while. So just shut him down. Shut him down for a couple of weeks. I think it'd be the right time to do it. Because it was obvious last night that he is not in a good spot. I mean, he's still hitting. He's still hitting, but he's not hitting for power.
Yeah, and he's almost like half swinging. Like he's almost.
We need a healthy Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the way he's hit some of these balls the last few weeks. It's like he's serving it to left field, not really swinging full through. It's not the same Bryce. This actually, the comparison I'll make is: remember when Jalen Hurts got hurt during the Super Bowl year, hurt his shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
What, about 3 weeks to go in the season? The Eagles were very cautious with Jalen Hurts until the final game. They didn't play him against the Cowboys. They didn't play him in the next week against the Saints. They had a big lead in the division. They took advantage of that. And they made sure that Jalen Hurts was healthy for when the playoffs arrived. They gave him a lot of rest. Even the one game he came back for, last game of the season, he didn't do much. He didn't run much. He didn't take hits. The Phillies have to be smart about this. I want them to put Bryce Harper on the IL today. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Topper after the game last night. Topper on Bryce Harper and where he's at with this elbow situation.
Harper on that last swing.
Yeah, I just kind of tweaked his elbow.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's...
He said he's fine.
He says he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says he's fine, but he doesn't look fine. The Phillies have to take care of this, take care of it now. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. All right, we got a lot to do today. We'll get to your phone calls here on the Phillies. Should they put Bryce Harper on the injured list? I think they need to immediately and get this guy rested, take the decision out of his hand, put him on the shelf for a couple weeks, get him ready for October. The division is not in question anymore. We'll get to your phone calls on that, your reaction to the big win last night, the Schwarber 3-home run game, and we got a lot of Eagles to get to as well. But Hugh, before we go any further, let's give the people an early start on this. So we have a $50 gift card to give away today to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We're going to be there tomorrow for our show, Thursday, September 5th, live from 10 to 2. Great place, great atmosphere as the NFL season gets set to kick off. But Hugh, today we're going to play a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
All right, I know I've been getting a lot of heat the last couple of days for these clues that I give out, especially the first clue.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make this one a little bit easier for y'all. So y'all ready for this first clue?
I'm ready.
For what is it? For dinner for two?
It depends on what you eat. $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn and Marina.
Well, I can tell you right now, as good as that food is, that ain't dinner for two. That's just you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If you had the appetizer and the drinks, yeah. No, but yeah, it's a great
gift.
You.
But it's a nice little starter.
Sure.
It's a nice little starter. Okay, the first clue is this one. Y'all ready? This person has a mustache.
Oh, okay. All right, get your minds working. This person has a mustache. 215-592-9494.
The vitriol I'm about to get for this.
Oh, yeah, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. I'm excited to see where people go with this. A mustache. 215-592-9494. Would you put Bryce Harper and I on the IL to get him ready for the postseason? Your guess is for Hughes Clues. And we'll get to the Eagles on the other side as we turn the page officially to the upcoming season. I'm wondering where you stand on one Eagle in particular. That's next Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94WI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.